beam of an displaced person's eye. It was a bright morning, and we left. I had been appointed, which meant that I would travel in baggage cars across the continent of luggage to Germany. Was to carry us to boat across the channel to Dieppe, and from Dieppe to Paris, and then we'd spend one night to Dieppe, and then go on to Germany by way of Strasbourg and Karlsruhe. Paragraph. And we got high sports, and we got after leaving London. Paragraph. The channel was as smooth as glass. The morning was brilliant, the sky was blue, as we pulled out into the water in the direction of France. The chalk cliffs gleamed in the distance. It was a very impressive sight. It was very easy to remember the song which had kept so many hopes alive. There'd be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. And however sentimental a title and song it might seem, the memory of those words at this particular time, when the war was over, and there were, almost one could see, bluebirds, a very moving thing. Paragraph. When we got to, we thought that London had been destroyed, and certainly it had. Was shabby looking. Our first glimpse showed us how much worse war's destruction could be. As everyone will know, offensive up when the Canadians attacked there on a costly experimental venture in 1943. After a classic fight in which many were forced to withdraw. The marks of the battle and of subsequent destruction from the air were everywhere. One felt that these little houses, which had come under shell, artillery fire, and airplane bombing, were hanging together and standing up by single threads or single beams, and that a slight push would topple them all over. Paragraph. Our accommodations were the very best, in contrast to the surroundings of the time, absolutely luxurious. We were given a first-class railway carriage and a train that had a first-class diner. Everyone felt as though he would be our coach, or I should say our first-class daughter, with a huge back of one seat to the seat facing it. We could panorama and looking out. Paragraph. Whereas the town of Dieppe was destroyed as countryside, everything seemed to be normal. The fields were green, the cows and the sheep, and it seemed as though it were France of the days before the war. This bike was destroyed, and a few months the country life going on as it always had, without any or at least many of the typical throughout Europe, even in the worst destroyed parts and the heaviest paragraph. And for before, it was fresh in its color and sharp in its details, like the early landscapes of Corot and the impressionist paintings of Pizarro. A landscape that seemed, in the artist's terminology, plastic rather than forms that one finds in the English countryside. There was the peasant element at work in their humps of Vieux. The clusters of little or central church of French in their character. We arrived in Paris late and were immediately and taken along the banks of the Seine to of the river. Though deserted at midnight, the spectacle of that city completely undestroyed, with its wild boulevards, its beautiful, as they did before the war, atmosphere, the favorite hour of the night. The same as it was before. I immediately regretted that we would not have, and that it would be very difficult to make use of that short time to see the sense of the atmosphere of the immediate. The streets were deserted. Only occasionally did one see pedestrians walking along the streets. Now and then we ran into an MP jeep combing the curfew. It had a town which had just come out, in which many symbols of that war were still evident. We turned in at a late hour and slept until about 8, when most of the members changed to see some of the things that they had before. Even though we got in at a late tomorrow, went around with him to the dark. At the military mess, were allowed and spelled for Germany. Paragraph. It was a jet train of second class dispersed with buses. As a matter of fact, a great many of our group took it, had been thrown on the evening that we were to go through. The train was a slow. We wondered how far it would. At one point, the train stopped for a long period, and one of the it was at some unknown station where several other trains of GIs had pulled in north for the evening. We crossed the clock in the morning. It came and about in which we had not It was a good example of the type of thing which Germany had become as a result of the war. Bands of steel twisted into unimaginable shapes, ties and tracks spread all over the banks, completely upset and overturned and twisted out of shape. From that time on, we passed many such bridges, houses, railroad stations along the side of the tracks, completely demolished. When we got into Karlsruhe, we saw our first city, which had become a victim of that type of destruction, the stumbles.